on a Thursday morning means it's time for me to spend a little bit of time talking with Brad Dungis from Dungis Family of Autos, the home of the 995 oil change, and I'll also mention the home of the low price tire guarantee. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Charlie. How are you doing today?
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and we are testing to see how good those air conditioners are working in people's cars.
It has kind of gotten warm.
Kind of
warm, but okay. It's almost July 4th, great time of year.
Yeah.
It's that time of year when we expect it to be a little warm and perhaps humid in Oklahoma.
Nathan Thompson and I were talking about Freedom Fest this morning, and it was one of those things we were mentioning, all those 4th of July images. Baseball with the Winget tournament, but apple pie, maybe some watermelon, some ice cream, and all the things going on downtown Bartlesville for Freedom Fest. It's going to be another great celebration. And I'm
jumping
sure
in the lake.
Yeah. All the other things going on as well. Skytook Lake has their big event the following weekend. What is it? The 7th, I believe. Yeah. And, of course, Copan has their fireworks display also on a Saturday night, the 7th. So
excellent.
You can go to the lake and continue to celebrate the independence of our country after the 4th of July.
It's a great holiday. It's one of the ones that we take off every year. We give our employees a day off on the 4th of July. It's one of those that my grandfather established and are going back to the beginning. I brought Roxanne in. Yeah.
A voice that you may or may not recognize. She's been on before, but it's been a couple of weeks.
Yeah. Roxanne's here. But yeah, it's one of those that's special because we could stay open, keep selling cars or something, but this is a day to celebrate our nation's birth and really, everybody needs some time off. And our team works really hard, and this gives them a chance to recharge and go celebrate with their families. But we'll be there on Tuesday and come back on Thursday ready to roll.
I'm not sure that the sales side of things would irritate too many people if you were closed, but it seems like cars always seem to break down on the days that the maintenance people are gone.
Yeah, that can happen, but even the maintenance team needs a day off every once in a while, so we'll go ahead and let them take the day off on the 4th. It's stressful this time of year. I mean, we see that a lot. We've been very busy the last few weeks in service. Lots of things happen when cars get hot. Your mm-hmm. cooling system is one of the obvious ones you need to watch out for this time of year. You got to check the level on your coolant. You should do that regularly this time of year. If you see any issue in the temperature gauge, you want to take a look at that. That's something we'll do for you if you bring your vehicle in for the 995 oil change. You get a complete vehicle checkup and evaluation. We're going to top off all your fluids take a look at that. But
mention your BG cooling special. I don't know if it's special, but a cooling service,
right?
Because that gives people opportunity to really, do what we traditionally did with the radiator flush, but it's a whole lot better and
it does,
really cleans things out from top to bottom.
Cleans things out on the engine from top to bottom. It really depends on how your vehicle's used as to how often you need to do those things, but we can advise you on that. But you really need to keep all that clean and extra. It's extra important during these times of extreme temperatures.
It is. It's so important. And, one of the first questions that I foolishly asked Rusty, I said, can you over-maintain your vehicle? And he said, no, you can't do that.
No, that is it. Yeah. That's one of those things. And that's really at the core why we do the 995 oil change, back to the old days on simpler vehicles. Changing the oil was something that we saw really made an impact on the longevity of vehicles. And, mm-hmm. It can take a vehicle that it may extend its life for a long, long time just by making basic decisions and maintaining your vehicle regularly. But if you don't do that, you're going to be faced with repair costs and things. But we see that over time. And so we came up with the 995 oil change as a way to make it especially great value for people to get that service done. And it's something people need most often on their vehicles. So that's really where we focused.
Well, it's a relatively simple thing to do, but it's simply, I'll say, something that as consumers, we don't want to do frequently. And you guys can get it done quickly, easily, clean, dispose of the oil.
Dispose of the oil, check all the fluids, do that check on your vehicle, top everything off. I mean, stuff that you don't think about and that's hard. I mean, you don't necessarily have brake fluid there or know how to check that on your vehicle, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, and plus the cars are so complicated these days and different. So you need to really check the electronic systems. You want to check the battery. We can do a battery test on your vehicle when it's in. That's another thing that's really stressed this time of year. With with extreme temperatures. We see it on the lot all the time.
I smile when I say it, but you know that if I lift the hood now on my car, it's a whole lot different than that 1954 Mercury I drove in high school. You know,
what is that? You know, we'll see, we try to get out and move our cars pretty regularly on the lot, but you know when they'll sit there a while, batteries will die, and especially in these extreme temperatures, it can be very stressful on batteries. So you want to watch that. Your wipers are also going to wear a lot more quickly in extreme temperatures like this. And we've had lots of rain lately.
But we have.
You know, these extreme temperatures will just wear on the rubber on your wipers, and it can deteriorate and become loose, and you don't get that good clean windshield that you need the next time it rains.
Even if it gets clean, you hear that squeak, 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 and you say to yourself, I got to do something about this now.
It's one of those annoying things. Yeah.
And you have the people who would do that, and I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, but I know they will take care of that service for you right on the drive.
Yeah, that's right. No, you can just pull in. They'll replace your wiper blade right there if that's all you need. You can also, we've got great specials going on right now. You might want to, if you're needing something on your vehicle, you mentioned their air conditioner system maybe needs service. So we've got an AC service special at both the Toyota and the Ford stores. Where for $99.95 plus tax and a fee, you can get a vac and recharge, a leak check, an ultraviolet dye test if necessary to see what's going on with the leak, if you have a leak on that. And we can recharge your AC for $99.95. That's a pretty good deal. You can also get 10% off on any repair that's not otherwise discounted. So that wouldn't include the oil change or like if you did one of these other coupons. But any other service regularly priced, take 10% off. These coupons you can get on our website. So go to DungesToyota.com or DungesFordOnline.com, and you can check out all those service specials and lots of great vehicle specials too. Mm-hmm. Right, Roxanne?
Actually, yeah, there are a lot of great vehicle specials going on right now, especially if you're like a military first responder or veteran. Mm-hmm. We have a deal going on right now where you can get up to $1,000 off on a vehicle.
Is that's on top of all the other regular rebates and the Dungeness discount?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
First responders and veterans and active military get an extra $1,000 rebate from Ford Motor Company. I think that lasts through July 9th too.
So I believe and that also goes along with any special financing deals that we have going on as well.
Right.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And that's something that Ford does, and I'll say, I notice it every July. They may do it more often than that, but...
Yeah, no, this is a big thing around this time, around the 4th of July to celebrate and give this time of year. Mm-hmm. The Great American Sales Event is the theme that they come into. It's really kind of the beginning of the model year in closeout time of year, where we're really trying to push and sell the remaining 2018s because the 2019 models are starting to come in.
Yay.
And it's an exciting time for us and for the sales team. They love the new product as it starts to arrive. And we get a lot of people coming in, checking on it and checking on things coming in. And,
well, the sales team, I think if I were sitting there or walking, there working at the dealership, whatever it is, the brand new one that they just brought on the truck, I want to be the first one to sit in it and play with all the buttons and make sure that I understand how it all works. Just
take
so
it
that
for
I could.
A ride.
Yeah, well, that too. You need to be the in-store expert so that when the customer comes in and said, what's this or how do I do that, you got to know.
Exactly.
They do. The manufacturers support us pretty well with that and do training. And when there's a big product launch, a big change and stuff, they'll bring all the salesmen from all over this part of the state together for a big ride and drive. And they'll get to experience the vehicles that way. And a lot of times they'll get to compare it to the competition at those kinds of events. And then we have Toyota in particular bring this in-house, bring it into the store, and does great training on the product and sometimes on competitive stuff too, especially around the new product stuff. That's a really big part of what our employees do is, and you don't often think about it, but the training required to keep up with, and be knowledgeable on all the different vehicles that we sell and the different kinds of vehicles and different applications for them, because some people will be wanting to know about towing and different aspects of vehicles about capacities and as far as that goes.
Sure.
And other people are more interested in safety and electronic features and how things work. And you know, so it's, you got to really stay up on all that. And it is always changing.
Or just how do I get a car seat, the kid's car seat in the back seat, and will the seat belt click in the right place? And all the little things that maybe
that
not everybody thinks of.
That
actually
happens a lot. Yeah. It does. Uh-huh. Yeah. So I happen to know that you can actually fit 3 car seats in the back of Camry. I don't suggest it, but you can. So, yes.
That's crazy.
Well, but those are questions that I'm sure you've had to answer already.
I have.
That's good. So what are people asking about these days on when you're talking to customers? What's the big subject?
Big subject, fuel efficiency, for one, definitely, which, you know, cars are actually getting very fuel efficient. It's kind of hard to find one that is really bad on gas mileage now. Uh-huh. So, but that is one of the biggest things. The other one is just space capacity. Since I'm over at the Ford building a lot of it is about towing capacity. Mm-hmm. Does it have a full tow package?
Yeah.
How big a boat can I put behind this thing?
Exactly. Exactly. So we get a lot of that, even with our SUVs. So.
Yeah.
But our SUVs do have really good towing capabilities as well. For instance, our Edge, I'm pretty sure, can get up to about 3,500 pounds for towing capacity.
Well, that's one of the neat things about the EcoBoost engine is when you have that application, and it's available in most of the Fords these days, you know, it really has great towing capacity. It's got good low-end torque, and it really can tow well for the size engine that it is, and that the turbocharger system really helps it a lot.
It really does.
That's great.
And keeps the economy where you want it to have, even though you're putting a bigger load than just 4 people in the vehicle.
Exactly.
Right. We've been selling some of the new EcoSports, too, I've seen.
Oh, yes. Those
are kind of hot. People are coming in asking about them, I think, now.
Yes, they are. They're calling in asking about them. They're seeing them online. Uh-huh. And the people who are just wanting to try something new, or, you know, get out of a car into something even just a little bigger, it's a really nice transition for somebody that doesn't want to be in a car, but doesn't want something that's really, really big for SUV wise.
Well, I've been considering it over the past months. I'm not in the market because I'm still, you know, I'm well satisfied with my 15 Fusion, but I realize that by the time I am ready, the Fusion won't be around. So already starting to do the homework. What will I do next time?
No, it is. And a lot of people are thinking about that, I'm sure, too.
They are, too. I've had a lot of people ask about that, the discontinuation of it.
What are they saying about that?
Well, a couple of them are pretty bummed out that there's going to be a discontinuation, especially with Fusion owners.
Yeah, people love their Fusion.
They really do. So they're just kind of asking, like, well, what would you suggest to stay in Ford since there's not going to be a sedan? And I actually do lead them toward the EcoSport and the Escape, because they are the smaller SUVs, but they're
still making Fusions today. Let's not give
up
on
them yet. Let's not give up on them yet.
And one thing I think, you know, we need to remind people of is that Ford's, you know, the way when they announced this, they did say they're going to come up with some new, what they called silhouettes, some other vehicles, not unlike EcoSport probably, but where you take the functionality essentially of the sedan and you repackage it in something that looks a little different. Like an EcoSport is not a bad example of that, where you've got a similar sized vehicle, but it's just packaged a little bit differently. It sure looks sporty and great, and a lot of people really like that flexibility you get with the small crossover type SUVs.
And I think a lot of people will probably go somewhere in that direction.
As
I recall, it'll be a slightly redesigned, but I think the Focus is still going to be around in some form.
There's a Focus and a Mustang, and of course the Lincoln sedans will still be there. And we're lucky because we've got the Toyota brand too, which is, you know, really built around the sedan. The Camry is their hallmark vehicle.
I don't
been
think
forever.
I could do that with all the on-air battle that Jason and I have done between Camry and Fusion. I'm not sure. And we'll see. I might have to concede.
Well, I would take a look at it. You know, truthfully,
I would definitely take a look at the Camry.
Camry is a nice vehicle. Corolla also is outstanding, and you know, I think that's one of the neat things about shopping at Dodge, just as you can compare really two of the best manufacturers of automobiles. Mm-hmm. They're on one lot. You can take the Camry and the Fusion, compare them together. You can compare the Highlander with the Explorer, the Edge and the RAV4, Escape. Mm-hmm. They're all there for you to look at. And that gives you that chance to do that with one sales consultant who can show you the whole thing. That's one of the great things that we offer at Dungis, is that ability.
Yeah, we'll pull them up side by side, take a look at them all.
No doubt. And that's one thing we really encourage our people to do, even though we have the two separate showrooms, mm-hmm. We want the salespeople to work with you across all our brands, to be able to maintain that relationship with you over time. We know it really goes beyond just selling a car. It's about a relationship and what we can do to take care of you, be your transportation problem solver, and be there to help you with whatever you need automotive wise. That's what Dungis is all about.
Well, and when you talk about the things like the AC service and some of the other things that you've got a coupon for, mm-hmm. that encourages people, I think, to go to your website and just, dink around a little bit and, what is available, what kind of a coupon, because if you've got a AC special going on right now, sometimes we don't think about that until the AC isn't working up to par, and if you can take advantage of it now as opposed to in September.
We talked about the maintenance, right? I mean, that's that same idea. Did it done beforehand, before it really becomes an issue? Let's check it out now. A lot of times that you can see when it may be hard really to see before an air conditioner leak develops.
But
at the same time, you can see if it's performing right. Maybe there it does have a slow leak, something that is you can control, that isn't, it's not performing, awfully, but it's not at its optimum like it once was.
Right.
And that a lot of times that's a sign on that kind of system that it does need to be repaired. Things like batteries can be tested, and you can tell when they're losing their charge and not fully getting back up the amperage that they once were able to get to.
Well, and that's something you check with the 995 oil change.
That's
so
right.
If we look at it, that is on the report card.
Another thing that's important to do and that we can do now is to check your alignment. And mm-hmm. that's something that we haven't always been able to do. We've got an alignment test machine, and it's only available right now on the Toyota service drive. But without having to get you fully up on the alignment machine, which is a good idea to do probably every year or so anyway, unless you hit some curbs and potholes, and you might want to do it more often, at least to maintain the life of your tires and wheels and things. But anyway, the alignment check right there on the service drive, easy to do, just takes a few seconds. We can do that at no cost. And then we've got an $89.95 alignment special going on now, too. So you can, if you do happen to need it, you get the discounted alignment, and then you've got, you can get that alignment check, and we can tell whether you need it. You may not even need it this time, but that's a new thing that we've got available now. Another thing, you mentioned the websites and how people, it's great to go there now. We're seeing lots of our customers that is a primary way that we communicate with them, and that they're going to the websites a lot. We're putting more ways for you to reach out to us on the websites, mm-hmm. Things like chat and text and just as new ways to communicate with our customers, to let them know about the status of their vehicle when it's in service, to be able to communicate with them about their vehicle selection if they're in the process of looking for a car. A lot of times people spend so much time now doing research online and being there when they're out there, that's what Roxanne spends a lot of time working with people who are shopping on our car, on our websites,
mm-hmm.
It's really about being there for you and answering all your questions. I know that's why you're looking for on the website.
Yeah.
I mean, it's important to us to be there for you. So we're going to add more and more new tools there. There's lots of things on there to help you understand the price of the car and whether it's a good deal or not.
Mm-hmm.
There's tools on there where you can explore your credit situation if you want to do the financing. You can find out what your trade-in's worth, start your trade evaluation. You can actually do all that and kind of lead up to the point where you've got what we call a VIP appointment. And you really have to, you just come in, you do a quick test drive and review of the vehicle you've selected, and pretty much sign the paperwork, and we can make the delivery of the vehicle as simple as that. And, you know, it probably takes more time just to go over the vehicle and explain all the features and options that you're going to need to operate it than it does really to buy the car anymore. And a lot of times that's what we're shooting for, is to just make it simple and easy. It's, you know, we talk all the time on the show about the transparency in our business now, and I think that's just really
You mentioned, you know, the delivery process, and it's a whole lot more than sign here, sign here, sign here, here's your keys, it's parked out front. You know, it's pairing the phone with it and going through all the process on here's how, you know, you can set it so that when you get in the car, it's you push one button and the seats are automatically exactly where you want them.
Yeah.
And the mirrors are adjusted the way you like them. Oh, the wife, she's shorter, she gets in and hits the number two button so that everything is set for her. Mm-hmm. And all those features that make the car what it is today, but
really,
somebody has to show you.
Really make it more useful to you.
Yeah.
And if you don't set it up, you know, you're just missing that part of the vehicle. And we see that all the time too, where people don't finish, you know, setting up. Maybe, you know, on Fords in particular, there's a great tool now, an embedded modem in a lot of the Fords that actually can communicate with you, with Ford, and with your, connects your vehicle with Ford and with, and your, through your phone with the rest of the world. And things like the expanded Wi-Fi and stuff that are in the new Fords is enabled a little bit somewhat with that. And there's just more and more interconnectivity between the digital world, the online apps and things in your vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And all this comes together, I think you're going to see through the manufacturer apps, Ford and Toyota, that the car and the manufacturer talk to each other. The recall notices and maintenance reminders and things come through these systems.
Sure.
And it just makes sense, and you know that you can schedule your service appointment right there by, you know, after, you know, through your vehicle or through your personal device, and it's connected to the car. It's you know, so those kinds of things should be finished and set up, even though it may not seem like it's a big deal to you. And but even little things like being able to find your car in a parking lot.
Yeah.
That's a really,
I know, every single mom out there has that problem.
Just tie the purple balloon on the end. No, never mind.
A remote start from your phone.
I can see
you know, I could start my wife's Explorer right now in their driveway, in their, probably in the garage at home, by on the phone. So, I mean, that's kind of neat.
Well, and Ford, I've seen in some of their commercials making a big deal about the MyKey, and that the kid comes up and complains to mom, the stereo won't play real loud, or, you know, I can't get it to go past 50 miles per hour or whatever, because the parent has done the parent thing and set up the settings so that, you know, that their phone always goes to voicemail while they're driving. It doesn't. You know,
yeah, there's a lot of stuff like that that you just don't know unless you take the time to understand and build out in your vehicle. It's true. So what else is going on in the car side there, Roxanne?
What else is going on the car side? Just lots of pretty good special financing, honestly. A couple examples. I mean, for the Edge, you could possibly get 0% for 60 months. And if you get have approved credit and are eligible for a lot of the rebates and incentives, you can get up to like $3,200 off of a vehicle for Edge.
That's just rebates, too.
And that's just rebates, and
so the Dungeness discount. And all this is explained. It's kind of complicated, but on each vehicle on our website, you can see all the rebates that might apply, the various ones that you are, sometimes some of them are optional.
Right.
And you package that together and kind of construct your own deal right there on the website, so you can see what it would look like, calculate your payment, like I said, evaluate your trade, and do that on any new or used vehicle. And there's some great deals now, too, on used vehicles. We've been trading for a lot of great stuff. We've got everything from Raptors, 2002, 2017 Raptor, used Raptors in stock.
And they're really nice, too.
You know, a lot of the trucks now.
Yeah, for the listeners can't see your face light up on that. I have a feeling you'd like a Raptor.
I would very much like one of those Raptors fit inside them. They're very, very snazzy.
You know, I think what we've got, though, is a great selection of what I'd call is, you know, just a couple-year-old Ford trucks, great vehicles that have already depreciated. These are nearly new vehicles. A lot of them have 20 to 60,000 miles maybe, mm-hmm. A couple years old. They're not as expensive as a new vehicle, but they've got all the options. They're really great. We've got a great selection of those kinds of trucks. A lot of them are down at the Dungis Truck Ranch.
Okay.
And you can see those when you drive by.
Stop by and say hi to Albert.
Say hi to Albert or send us an inquiry online. We also traded this week for a 2017 Lexus RC 350 F Sport, which is an incredible vehicle. It's priced $2,000 below NADA retail, only 5,800 miles. It's a really clean, beautiful car.
The owner took really good care of that. In fact, when we took it in, she still had the original window sticker with her.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just very proud of it, took so much good care of it, and it looks immaculate.
If you find the original sticker in the glove box when you buy the used car, that I think says something about the way the owner didn't drive it.
Yeah.
I'm looking through some other used vehicles. We've got a certified 2016 Lincoln MKX, a couple of those, a reserve model, one with 31,000 miles and one with 44,000 miles. They're both all-wheel drive. They're really popular colors. They're both priced below NADA retail. Those are in the 30,000s, great vehicle values. A 2016 Toyota Highlander that's also certified. It's only 32.5.
Now, when you say certified, I know that you know what we're talking about, but that says something to the buyer.
Well, and there are different kinds of certification, of course. This is Toyota certified, which is a 12-month, 12,000-mile limited comprehensive warranty. So you get basically, on the Toyota side, a 12-month, 12,000 miles of like a new car warranty.
Right.
And then you get a 7-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty that goes from the original date of purchase. So that extends you get a year of the 12 of the limited comprehensive warranty, and then it takes to 7-100 the powertrain out there. You get a year of roadside assistance. They'll do the 160-point inspection and reconditioning, and you get a vehicle history report. And you got to, these are not every vehicle qualifies for this. That's why
we
have the different certifications.
But when you do mention that, I want to make sure people understand why we're special.
Well, it's a great value because you get all that added peace of mind of knowing that your vehicle is going to be covered if you have any major issues. You know that it passed the test before you bought it, that it's certified, that it's qualified to be certified.
Mm-hmm.
You know that it's got a good history, a vehicle history report, because it won't pass if it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
You got all that great information. But we do that also, not just at the manufacturer certified level, but also at the dealer certified
at your
level.
Q certified letter.
That's right.
Yeah. So. Well, it's all there explained on the website, but when in doubt, call Roxanne.
That's right.
Definitely.
918-333-0900.
Yes, definitely give me a call. I'm happy to help anyone anytime.
And I mean that you not just buying a car, you get Roxanne. Well, I mean, not all the time, but she's there.
I'm here. Come say hi.
Yeah.
We'll become best friends.
Well, and happy July 4th to everybody out there.
Thank you very much, Brad. Roxanne, thanks for coming in. Thanks for what you do.
Well, thank you.
And of course, we need to mention the Dungis, the Glen Winget Tournament coming up over the 4th of July.
Oh, that's right around the corner, the Winget Tournament.
On the way. Thanks.
Dignity, compassion, excellence. Stump Funeral Home and Crematory, Bartlesville, Nowata, Barnstall. This is KWON Bartlesville and K2.